Good morning to you all. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. I want to draw your attention again to Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 1, where we visited last Sunday. And I want to read this verse again and then emphasize, I think, a very important point from this particular passage of Scripture. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. There are several things that this passage brings out, but one of them is the lack of preparation of the individual who comes to give their opinion and offer their sacrifice. There's no preparation in their heart and mind, no consideration that what they're doing is evil. And I thought about this particular week as I, Pastor Watt and I went to the National Cathedral, where Woodrow Wilson and his wife are buried. And as soon as you walk into the building, there's signs everywhere. Please remain quiet. Please, out of respect for the dignity of this location, please remain quiet as you move through the building. There was all kinds of preparatory statements everywhere about how you were to behave as you walked into the National Cathedral. And I thought about this in relationship to this particular verse. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. Be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not. All of these ideas show a lack of preparation of the individual and the emphasis to prepare oneself for the going to God's house. There must be a preparation of your heart and of your mind when you come into the doors of a place where they're meeting together for the purpose of worshiping God. Now remember, please, where two or three are gathered together in the name of the Lord, the Bible says that God is in the midst of them. So we're not necessarily talking about a physical building. If three believers get together in a subway and begin to worship the Lord and pray and share thoughts with each other, God's in the midst of them. But there's an understanding and a preparation of the heart and of the mind and of the body about the worship of God. And I'm afraid today that our preparation so many times is limited to just what we're going to put on for the church service. And there's no preparation of the mind and no preparation of the heart that we're going to meet with God. We're going to meet around His precious Word. And so I need to prepare my heart to receive, to be more ready to hear. So I have to prepare myself. Does it not take you back to the days of school where you went to school and you had to be prepared? I remember preparing myself because I had never gone to a Greek class before in my life. I'd had Spanish in high school for 2 years, but Greek was completely different. And I was stunned when I found out on my first day of class that we had to memorize the alphabet and come in on a timed writing. We had to write the entire Greek alphabet in 60 seconds. And I went back to my dormitory room, and I studied and I studied and I studied. I worked on lowercase. We had to do lower and uppercase as you were going through, 60 seconds to get it written out there. I think I got through 5 letters of the Greek alphabet the next day. So, having flunked that quiz, I was on my way to drop in. But you know what I realized about myself, and the Lord dealt with me as I walked across the Bridge of Nations? All I could hear was my mom and dad, don't quit. I could hear Dr. Hobbs' voice, don't quit. It just kept going over my mind. So I did a detour, went back to my dormitory room, and I went downstairs to the prayer room, and I had a prayer meeting with God. I was late to my next class. But I said, God, you're going to have to help me. And the Lord emphasized upon me, you weren't prepared for what was coming. You just thought it was going to be another class. You didn't prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself if you're going to get the benefit of the class that you're going to take. And you will not benefit this morning if you didn't prepare yourself this morning before you came into this building. And so I want to encourage you. When we talk about keeping thy foot, it means to prepare yourself, to be more ready to hear. I want to know what God wants to teach me from His Word today. And if you come with that spirit, you will not walk away empty-handed. You will leave this building with what God wants you to have today. But what has to come first? Preparation of your soul, preparation of your heart, preparation of your ears so you can hear the Word of God, and to put out everything else. Put out what you're going to have for lunch today. Put out what football teams are going to play this afternoon. Put out all that kind of stuff. That's what preparation is all about. May God help us. And when you sing this morning, would you sing as unto the Lord? And think about Him as every word comes out of your mouth, that you think about the Lord Jesus Christ to whom you're singing. That's part of the preparation for what comes later. And that's the preaching of the Word of God.